So, at whose behest? The insistence on all the rigid categorization. Who created all the havoc? As the fascists have their funders and industrialists, it takes means to make massive mischief. The tactics of power have never changed. It takes little imagination to see the hidden hand of shadow statesmen crouching behind all the class atrocities the people are egged on to make, or coerced to make, by the simple means of the wage. Yet it's never discussed this way, even when it's obvious that only the few, who are always discreetly out of view, sitting on their ever-bloating egos and coffers, have the means to try to turn us against each other, has the vision, quote-unquote, no change, everyone in their place to guide their actions, gives the steps they conspire to implement this vision. And the playbook, the republic, long practiced by rulers of states, that bestows the confidence and sense of legitimacy, gives a false cast of benevolence to all their callousness. This is class, this is rank, this is the chaos that power makes. But, and we must face this unflinchingly, with our unconscious complicity, the minds and hands and hearts of we the subjects under leash. And while there's no shame in this, there is a huge requirement to return to the ethos of the earth once we're free of the hierarchy. Hierarchy doesn't allow time to think. As class accelerates in equal measure, does our thought deteriorate? As we can't get past the wound of class until we probe its ugliness, which we are now doing globally. What this means is that we're finally freeing our energies from the huge load of guilt we've all been carrying in being the physical manifestation of power, of class, of rank, because we're all complicit. All do power's division work for it. All have been mired in the guilt of mutual betrayal. The wounds are deep, but a test site can reach them. And ultimately, the only way to secure our freedom is to end power. Did Chokwe die on his own, or did he have help? We don't know. All we know for sure is that the development of radio wave weaponry means the technology exists for power to do this, and that power never can resist testing its weapons. Power has to end to secure our freedom. Number 3, get clear on the scope, that it's global. Get clear that our efforts must be ongoing and must be, to be successful, interlinked.